Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Can you believe her?
I can't believe her.
Jay Kirshner, after all, she's very believable. And therefore, she deserves a Gracie. She already has a Gracie. Wait a minute, there are a couple of them hanging
on.
Award-winning Jay Kirshner with just plain old Doug, the Dougster, with Jay on Let It Go Day.
The man, the myth, the legend,
yeah,
Doug Steffen.
June 23rd, Friday. Yep, it's Let It Go Day. Thomas and Ruth Roy of Wellcat Holidays and Herbs, the founders of National Let It Go Day. Like the guy who does Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Let It Go Day.
I keep thinking of Frozen, the song Let It Go.
Let It Go. Let It Go. Let It Go. Let It Go. Let It Go. Oh, wait a minute. That's Let It Snow. Who? Can't say that on the 23rd of June. Anyway, these folks knew a lot of people live with a burden of situations that quietly eat away, right? You have how much stuff? What do you have that weighs you down? What secret things are in your life that sends you into a tailspin? These people thought it was time to create a day to motivate you to forgive yourself for things that have happened in the past. Let it go. Worries, cares, fears, let it go. Highlight the ways to find great things in your life. I sound like Delilah. Contentment, peace in life. But it's true. Regrets don't do anything. It's like worrying. It's a prayer for what you don't want. So don't let yourself be weighed down. Don't put the burden of every single thing going on around you on you. Don't let your worries deprive you of those small joys of life. Yep. Learn how to forgive yourself. And maybe forgive others at the same time. Stop blaming yourself for a lot of stuff that's going on you have nothing to do with. And beside that, you can't do anything to change it anyway, because most of the time it's happened and it's gone, like the rearview mirror, small, windshield big. There's a reason for that. So move forward in life, please. Have a great weekend. Grow this weekend. Get rid of any bitterness you may have. Get rid of any guilt that you may have. Allow yourself, now I sound like Joel Osteen, make the most of your life. But it's true, actually. This is all stuff. You know, sometimes you fake it till you make it. But you have, let's say you have a former business associate. Didn't get along. Okay, so former is the important thing. You have a former spouse. Former, right? You have a former friend. Former. You have had all kinds of different things that were a part of your life formerly. All right? There's a difference between former, E-R, and forma. Forma. Former. This goes back to the 1970s. When Jimmy Carter was president, he established the first survey of mental health care, the President's Commission on Mental Health. And then there was, in the 90s, Congress passing the Mental Health Parity Act, which actually was the first legislation to add mental health care to health insurance coverage. And then about 10 years ago, Let It Go Day was started by the folks Thomas and Ruth Roy. And a couple of years ago, the first workplace wellness report was issued, The Health and Mental Health of America. Not good either. Mental health in America, not good. Mental health needs the same attention that your physical health needs.
It does. And it's not like a once and done or band-aid kind of situation. You have to look at root causes. A lot of times trauma responses and then continued work at things.
Yep. That's it. So let's think about that as you go through your day today, will you? Think also about O'Reilly Auto Parts bringing you this part of the program. All your car care needs. Get the parts and the service you need from the pros at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That reminds me, you have a visit from Nick Miles, our auto expert, later on today. So here's something that you can wrap yourself around. The story of an 8-year-old boy who found a World Series championship ring during his first outing going to an Astros game. And he got it back to the person who lost it. How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Ronaldo Munoz worked at Minuteman Park for 23 years. Said he took off his championship ring after washing his hands in the bathroom. He was distracted by a call for assistance in the stadium, so he just rushed out and he left the ring in the bathroom.
And he's thinking, this is lost. It's gone. I'm never going to see it again. Yes, because most times if somebody sees this or finds it, they are probably going to take it home with them.
Of course.
Sadly, very unfortunately.
Yeah. Here's an 8-year-old kid named Nay Davalos who spotted the ring. So what does he do with it? He presents it to a dad. And the family saw a social media post then that had gone viral about the man losing his ring. And so what do? They bring this back to the park and they give it to, I guess they found the daughter of the fellow who lost it, right? That's maybe she's the one who posted. Because her dad would be, yeah, anybody who had one of these things, I wouldn't want to lose something like this, would you? No. This is the exercise that does bring you around to getting more value out of this, is to think what it is that you have that you don't want to lose. Take your family, your children, the loved ones in your life out, a thing that you don't want to lose. What do you think? What do you have? What's there in your life that you don't want to lose? Is it a car? Hard to lose a car. Is it a watch? Is it a ring? Is it a necklace? Is it a piece of jewelry or is it a book? Is it, we've all got something in our lives. Picture, right?
Some kind of material object that means so much more than, it's not even about the object itself. It's so much more than that.
Who gave it to you? Like, my daughter is great at giving me the things that I really cherish. Both of them, they've cherished. I cherish my two grandchildren, but I don't think that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a thing, an object that you celebrate, you love. All right, so there it is. Our social, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, if you please. So we all know by now the sub-search has ended and they are all dead. This is a sad reality, but something that is, it is reality. And there's not much you can do about
that. It's so tragic, and the thought of when they're not sure exactly when the implosion happened, but more than likely when they lost the connection.
But they've done this before. This is not the first time that sub went down. To look at the, right?
Exactly. And a couple other times it lost connection and it ended up being fine. So that's probably why they didn't think too much about it until the sub didn't resurface. Yeah. But at the same time, and just walk with me through this one. Okay. If your loved one is in a situation like that and perishes, is it a little bit better to know that they died instantly, never suffered, never had any fear of being trapped, being stranded like they might die, as the world kind of thought was happening? We thought that they were stranded, waiting for oxygen to run out or be rescued.
No, they were killed.
Exactly. So is that one of those things, to know that your loved one never suffered, that they were gone before the brain even recognized the implosion was happening?
The 19-year-old was scared out of his mind before he went. and he probably should not have gone. I'm not sure why he was so unsure, but he told, I think, his grandmother that mm-hmm. he was just so full of fear. So
I would think that anybody would be full of fear, even those who have done it numerous times.
Yeah, no, he told his aunt. That's who it was. It was his aunt. His aunt said that he had expressed hesitation about going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another one of these perilous circumstances. Remember the story earlier this week from Mexico, that luxury hotel that's owned by Hyatt, where these people, these tourists died? Now they've suspended operations at the hotel after this California couple died. They suspect gas inhalation. This sort of reminds me of Legionnaires' disease in Philadelphia, which was, 35 years ago? So this is same kind of thing. This guy, 41-year-old John Heathcoe, and his girlfriend, Abby Lutz, were there. They were found dead. And so why was it only them? I would ask that question, right?
Well, it seems like that's been happening a lot at different resorts.
Hotels.
It'll be just one room seems to have this issue with their AC, or there's mm-hmm. some kind of gas poisoning, essentially.
You know, one of the things that people don't think about, perhaps you might, when you get a hotel room, don't get a hotel room. I sort of think about this when I make a reservation. I want windows that open. I don't want window. You know, a lot of hotels, the newer ones, they don't have the ability. You can't open the windows. They're all sealed, and the only way you get air into the room is through the AC. And so, if that malfunctions, you know, you're not going to stay in the room. You're going to go to the management and say, "Hey, I need another room." But by the same token, it's not. It's something that most people don't think about. They don't. Oh my goodness. Yeah. What am I going to do here? You don't stay in a room that is sealed shut. Nah, they do that, they say, for efficiency purposes. No, don't stay there. That would be my suggestion. All right, here we are at 18 after already in this hour of the Good Day program.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sierra, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Measure Lou is what's playing in the background. For those of you who have a focus on music, it's one of the things that I like about this program, about what we do, Jay, is that we don't ignore music, good music. Things from today, things from yesterday, things from way back when. And so I don't know whether I would consider a Rod Stewart discussion about way back when, but he has been around for a long time. So what's he going to do? What's it all about, Alfie? Or maybe what's it all about, Rod? What do you want to do, Rod, when you grow up? Well, we'll find out what he has been saying lately about that after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
You think I'm sexy? I never have been. I've said this, I think, maybe a long time. Maybe I'm extremely critical of these skinny rockers who get all the girls. Maybe that's what the deal is. What if people see in the Rolling Stones? These guys are walking dead. And Rod Stewart is the same. He's 78 years old, and he looks like he's never had I'm going away from hamburgers to ice cream sundaes. How do you do all of the, from one night to the next night, out there all the time doing shows, 2-3 hours? Anyway, Stewart has been asked by some of his fans what he's going to do. And he says, I will never retire. I want to make more hit songs. He's actually making a new swing album right now. And he said, quote, I'd like to clear up any confusion that I may have caused when with my fans and the news media. I shall never retire. I was put on this earth to be a singer, and I will keep doing so for as long as the good Lord lets me.
Yeah, so, that'll be fun, a swing album from Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Available next year sometime, but hey, right. That's great.
So he's got tours scheduled in England, here in America, down in South America, and then coming back to Vegas next year. He said that he wants to leave the rock and roll stuff behind for a while. That's why he's doing this album. That's, okay, so you're growing up. Little swing here and there. It'd be nice to have some of that. Well, I love the brass from the swing era of the 40s. And so he wants the fans to know he still loves to sing the hits. Can't turn my back on the songs. Kind of like Barry Manilow, right? In the same way, they create lots of great music, and people want to hear him sing. Whenever you go to a concert, don't you want to just, I want to hear the hits. I don't want to hear something new that I don't know. Maybe one or two.
Yeah, I don't like when something just was just released, or there's something that's not yet been released. But I do want to hear some stuff that's not on the radio that I love that they don't typically perform.
There are a lot of artists that have, B hits. This singer, everybody knows him. So, anyway, you're safe if you're a Stewart fan. He's A-okay. 20 yet after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Lick, 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 lick. All of us who are owned by our dogs have been licked by our four-footed best friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, an expression of pleasure, or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of that great pastrami sandwich you just ate. So don't flatter yourself. On a serious note, though, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on its body, it's often a way of telling you that there's pain in that area, so have it checked by the veterinarian. Another reason dogs lick that people are unaware of, when a puppy is first born, the first thing the mom does is lick it to clean it. So when a dog is feeling stressed, or cats for that matter as well, when they're feeling stressed, very often they revert to things they remember when they were very young, just like the human being who sucks their thumb. So if you have a dog that's an excessive licker, one of the best ways to resolve that is really get that mind stimulated. Mental stimulation go a long way, but always check with the vet as well to make sure there's not a tooth or periodontal problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? I guess. Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running radio morning magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
This OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
The sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Inside the boardwalk. Yeah. Crank this up for a second. Good summer song.
Under the boardwalk.
All
right, so we are celebrating the, the second full day of summertime, 23rd of June. It's Friday. We have all the things that will happen over the weekend. You can hear a lot of things like the American Family Farmer Show. that is produced by me and my team. And you can also hear our health programs with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronos. Those are also available on most of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, along with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the most talked about stories and people on talk radio for this week. And I don't think it's going to be a surprise. Most of the time, it's not really a surprise what's on that list if you're a follower listening. Some of the things are somewhat redundant and repetitive because that's the way sometimes, and this is like me eating my young, I suppose, the same stuff keeps being talked about on the radio by the same people in the same way over and over and over and over
again. Yeah. Well, a lot of times when you look at the people in the news and then the stories in the news, well, a lot of those top stories include the same people.
Yeah. Well, there's also, and I don't mean this to sound catty, but there are people who phone it in, and they always want to talk about the same things. They sound the same way. They listen to a couple of the people that are on the top of the list. Mark Levin, I think, is probably the one most people take from, frankly, because he has an organization that does a lot of the research and discusses or gives hosts topical things. And so that's why a lot of the talk radio stuff, the right-wing stuff, is the same stuff over and over and over again, because the people who do it are getting the same information from the same people. So, having said that, let us move into something to start your day with. This is something to be, this is our sort of positive thought for the day, maybe one of many. The following quote you can take with you, and you don't have to give anybody credit, just think it through yourself. This comes from Emily Griffith, who says, "I think it's important to try to be present with whatever it is you're doing. And if you can't be present, take a break." Ah, that's right. So back to whatever it is you're doing, what I'm doing for a living, you can't just phone it in. If you are an exercise coach, you can't phone that in. If you're a car mechanic, you can't phone that in. If you're good at your job, you don't want to. Maybe the key here, though, is, Jay, to take a break when you need one. There's a lot of, as we were pointing out in the last half hour, stress and anxiety and the regrets that we have that we ought not to carry with us. And whether it's work-related stress or whether it's family-related stress, whatever it is, the demands sometimes exceed your ability to cope and perform. So don't. Calm down. Right? Be well. Train your mind for peace and purpose. I love that. Right? I know it's easier said than done. Remember that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? And maybe that's the thing that we carry with us through the day. I can give you some of these things. I'm here to help you, and Jay's here to help you. We're interested in solutions from some of the things. You have goals, and you may not be achieving them. Some simple things, like making a cake. Right? How are you at making cakes? Some of the things, I was just thinking how wonderful this time of year is because the grapes are so sweet and tasty and the cherries are so great and the raspberries and the blueberries and the blackberries, all really
good for pies.
Oh, fabulous. And cakes. Ever had a blackberry cake? Yum.
No, fruit but cakes. I'm not a berry. Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, you don't like berries?
I don't like berries, period. But as far as the fruits I do like, I don't like cooked fruits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, give them to me raw. Like apples, yeah. I love apples. But
apple
not in an apple pie.
I like that. I'm an apple every single day of my life. And it's something maybe that just the old expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. In Denmark, they're celebrating the opening of their first dinosaur museum, shipping over the largest dino skull ever found, a 10-foot-long dome that belonged to a pterosaur. Yeah, okay, good for him. It weighed 6.5 tons. I actually, you know, I would think, I'm going to have to put this, I'm going to put a circle around this, because when my grandson gets a little older,
I think I'll take him on a trip to Denmark to the Museum of Evolution.
Yeah, I'd go check this out. He'll love this. See the Torosaurus on display?
Yep. Big Joe, they call him. Right? So they've had, it's taken a long time to put all this stuff together, as you can imagine. This is the first museum for dinosaurs in Denmark. But as we have mentioned many times, the dinosaurs were all over the planet. It wasn't just here in certain places or in South America in certain places. They were everywhere. And so these fossils are everywhere. And so if you want to see 300 million years of evolutionary history, then you check out the Museum of Evolution in Denmark. To see the Torosaurus. And so you go, let's go back 70 million years, apparently, at the peak of the dinosaur world before the unfortunate occurrence that destroyed everything that lived on the planet 65 million years ago. And you know what? Talk about what we were saying, the solution to worrying about the planet coming to an end. Because there are those things floating around all over the place that hit the planet 65 million years ago. People say, we're going to get it again. Well, maybe we will and maybe we won't.
But don't you kind of feel like, duh?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Speaking of duh, Ralph Reed. Do you know who Ralph Reed is?
No, I do not.
Okay, so maybe you check him out. For those of you who are younger, you may not remember this guy. He's one of the most one-sided individuals, has gained a great deal of traction and did during the Reagan years and before that. He's getting a little long on the tooth. He's the founder of a group called Faith and Freedom. It's a coalition of very right-wing thinkers. He wants to push people in the House of Representatives, especially, towards stronger abortion restrictions. They're having their upcoming, I think the conference is this week or next week, frankly, and he's all about trying to cow people into this position, because that's what I think is, I think we, the men of the world, have to control. And women certainly have this idea, but it's always the men who make the most noise about this. And I'm not the first person to point that out, for sure. But he's going to beat the drum, as he always has, with his political influence. And he says the cost of the anti-abortion stance on any politician will be severe. In other words, if you don't agree with us, we're going to get you. And, you know, this is a free country, sort of. Not as free as it used to be, but it's kind of free, right? And so... And this, by the way, I think today's the anniversary, isn't it, of the overturning of Roe v. Wade?
Pretty
I think
close.
It is.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, I think it is, yeah. So he refers to himself, Ralph Reed, refers to himself as an evangelical Christian. And maybe that's why this noise is being heard today, because of all the people that are getting together to buoy the stance, if you will. And I'm sure Trump will show up there, and I'm sure Ron DeSantis will show up there, and I'm sure Mike Pence will show up there, and Tim Scott will show up there. Maybe Chris Christie, he'll show up as well. So we have more. On Monday, I'm sure that we'll be talking about more of this stuff, because I think it is this weekend that this is going on. I'm not putting it down. I think that we have a lot of people that want a cow, if you'll pardon my cows. I hope I'm not offended by the reference to being cowed, but being cowed into thinking that anybody who thinks differently than us, nope, they're wrong. I'm right, and you're wrong. You know what? That's very seldom the case. Nobody's always right, and nobody's always wrong. It's kind of like
things are circumstantial.
Right. It's 12 o'clock twice a day. Anyway. All right, so what's the story here with Elon Musk and cisgender? Yeah, I know. There's a couple of things floating around about Musk. You're right about that. So as the controller of what seems to be he's got his own social media platform now that he owns Twitter. He spends a lot of time apparently trying to figure out I would think that a guy like him would have better things to do with his time, but apparently not. So I don't, and I know, I note that I don't know the cis and cisgender stuff. He says they're slurs. I don't even know what they are. Am I out to lunch here on this? What is
cisgender is the definition of a person who has a gender identity that matches their sex assigned at birth.
Okay. So is this something new?
He says that cisgender and cis are now considered slurs and will not be tolerated on Twitter.
And how is that? How are they a slur?
That's a good question.
Okay, more nonsense, in other words. It is. It's nonsense. It is. It's nonsense. All of this stuff about, you know, binary and whether you're a boy or a girl at 13. And, you know, if, first of all, I don't, it's none of my business. I don't want to know. I don't care to know. I don't need to know. But what your, if you have a gender identity thing, good. Express it any way you want to. I'm not going to be judgmental. I just don't care. I know who I am. I know who the people are that are around me. And so what's the big deal one way or another? I think the only thing that I have objection to, pay attention to, are people who want youngsters who are 12 and 13 years old to try to define their and they're pushing them into defining sexuality, their own sexuality. I think that's more than wrong. All right, so speaking of Elon Musk, apparently they're going to hold a cage match, he and Mark Zuckerberg. Huh?
That's a question, yeah. If this is really happening or not, apparently there are already shirts out there that has them kind of...
What do you mean, like the ultimate fighting thing in a cage?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. We'll see if this actually happens.
Ridiculous.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, right, exactly. 48 past the hour.
I'm gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The pool has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Summertime in the city and elsewhere. I've always thought that Mungo Jerry sounded like something you'd eat. Right? Let's have a Mungo Jerry.
Would it be kind of like a sweet dessert or more of a casserole type dish?
Could be. Yeah, right. Mix it with a little Bud Light and you're all set. Right? Okay, enough. I suppose because we're in the food, farm, and family department here.
Yeah.
We can talk about Bud Light. They have new ads out the Bud Light social media promotion after the business with the trans influencer. What's the guy's name? I forget. Dylan?
Her name is Dylan Mulvaney.
Her name. Okay. So now they're hoping to move on with the theme behind the new Bud Light commercials. It goes back to 1978, the song Good Times. I think, is that a Paul Anka song? I'm trying to remember who did that. Anyway, so that's that. On the Food, Farm, Family segment every day, we touch on things that have to do with the food you eat, with the local farmers that are supplying you with the best food possible, much better than going to the grocery store. And then, you know, once in a while we have, for example, in the most recent podcast, I think the Food, Farm, Family at foodfarmfamily.com, I discuss the recall of chicken noodle soup, right? Ooh, chicken noodle. Noodles have wheat in them, so I don't eat a lot of chicken rice soup. I like chicken rice soup, so enjoy that. Today is National Family-Owned Business Day, Family-Owned and Operated Business Day. That goes back a couple of years. Started by the Ag Center out in California. That's an agricultural corporation, applauding all family-owned businesses, but certainly starting with the farm and the farmer, family members, more prevalent. Although I think a lot of people that start businesses, their sons and daughters come into it. I think that's more this, because they're familiar with it. They grew up around it.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of times when you have teens or any high school kids, they need some kind of summer job a lot of times. You can hire out their friends as well.
Right. Yeah. So it's cool. I'm
all for it, frankly. All for family businesses, small businesses. They're the backbone of our nation and, frankly, the backbone of this radio program.
But isn't that what's considered the American dream, owning your own business?
Yeah.
Having something to leave your children?
Except the president, well, I don't know if just this president, the government has done all it could over, since the IRS was formed in 1913. This has been, we've had opposition, has made it very difficult for family businesses often to get started or to keep going because the taxes are so outrageous when you pass the businesses on, that kind of stuff. But we still prevail. We still keep cooking. The American Census Bureau says 90% of businesses in our country are family owned. 20% of new businesses fail in the first year. 30% vanish in the second year. Half of all businesses close down after 5 years. Only 30% keep breathing after 10 years. So there's a reason in and of itself. That doesn't happen on the farm. Farmers stick to it. They don't fail. They, for whatever the reason, they just keep striving, even though the odds against surviving on a farm are far greater than any other form of business, frankly. And it's amazing. It really is when you think right. I find it fascinating. Nothing more important than good food, and yet we don't celebrate it. We kind of avoid it. And that's why I keep pushing on the things that we want you to know in the foodfarmfamily.com department. Our recall today, oysters, distributed in 19 or 20 different states around the country. Companies based in Korea have recalled certain frozen raw oysters. Didn't we have something like this last week? Raw oysters? I don't know if they were frozen, but they were gross. We looked at them. Yeah, I think that was last week. So this is an alert. You can't sell or you shouldn't be eating or consuming frozen raw half-shell oysters from Dai One Foods, D-A-I One Foods.
These are based in South Korea, too.
Yeah.
So these are
right.
Imports, and yeah. They went to 19 states.
Yeah. I just think you're just asking for it. Whenever you eat anything that's raw, especially today with the climate that we have, where there's no real jurisdictional supervision. People sell whatever they want to sell, and they, you know, they have. You get sick eating raw stuff, so don't do it. Anyway, so North Carolina, Hawaii, Arizona, it's all over the country. Just don't eat them. Bring them back if you bought them already. Get your money back. 59 past the hour. Food, farm, and family time with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.